AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. As the days pass, shoppers have less time to wrap up their holiday shopping. Britt Beamer, chairman of America's Research Group, says some customers are still waiting for the deep counts, discounts they expect to see.
56% of parents told us this Christmas, and adults said that they had not finished their Christmas shopping because they were not sure yet what they were going to buy. I mean, in previous years, that number was never more than 18%.
A U.S. senator is turning up the heat on the federal government to consider recalling e-cigarette batteries and devices that explode, catch fire, and injure smokers. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat, has called e-cigarettes ticking time bombs and says they continue to cause injuries, including severe burns. As the use of e-cigarettes has increased over the past year, similar painful accidents have been recorded with greater frequency, with faulty lithium-ion batteries seen as the likely culprits. The same types of batteries are used safely in many consumer electronics, but they've been behind fires in hoverboards and smartphones.
The owner of a horse training center in Lexington, Kentucky, says a barn fire has killed a number of horses. Lexington police tell WKYT-TV the fire started early this morning at the Mercury Equine Center in Lexington. Zsa Gabor, the jet-setting Hungarian actress who made a career out of multiple marriages, conspicuous wealth, and jaded wisdom about the glamorous life, has died. She was 99. In 1989, in an interview, she said she could never hear her own accent.
I don't think I really have an accent. That's funny. Everyone hears, I can hear when you have a Southern accent or a Cockney accent, but I cannot hear my accent.
This is AP Radio News. At President-elect Donald Trump's final public rally before the Electoral College vote, the Reverend Franklin Graham has asked God to heal the country's divisions. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman reports.
This election year, Graham hosted prayer rallies in front of all 50 state capitals, urging Christians to vote. At Saturday's Trump rally in Alabama, he noted that while various explanations have been offered for Trump's election victory,
I believe it was God.
The son of evangelist Billy Graham thanked God for that and prayed
that the divide that we have in this country today would be healed.
When Trump took the stage, he praised the younger Graham and said he's heard that Billy Graham is doing well.
I mean, he's 98 years old, but he's doing well.
I'm Steve Coleman.
Franklin Graham says that he believes God answered the prayers of hundreds of thousands of people across this land. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.